After World War II, Alan Turing shifted his focus from cryptography to the arising field of computer wisdom, applying his wartime experience to make the first practical electronic computers. He joined the National Physical Laboratory, NPL, in London, where he began designing the Automatic Computing Engine, AC, one of the foremost proffers for a stored program computer. Though his original design was ambitious, detainments and resource limitations meant the full AC was no way completed as intended. Undeterred, Turing moved to University of Manchester in 1948, where he became deputy director of the Computing Laboratory. There, he worked on the Manchester Mark I, one of the world's first stored program digital computers. The Manchester Mark I was a groundbreaking machine that enforced numerous of the generalities Turing had envisaged: programmable instructions stored in memory, electronic processing, and input/affair operations. Turing contributed to the development of its software, writing some of the foremost programs and helping to define programming ways. He also explored the theoretical limits of calculation and wrote influential papers on machine intelligence, including early ideas about artificial intelligence and the notorious Turing test. At Manchester, Turing's combination of theoretical sapience and practical engineering advanced calculating from conception to reality. His work helped bridge the gap between abstract algorithms and performing electronic machines able of complex tasks. Though computers were still massive and primitive by moment's norms, Turing's post-war sweats laid the foundation for the ultra-modern computer revolution. The Manchester Mark I directly told latterly markable computers, accelerating the transition from mechanical calculators to digital machines. Turing's pioneering post-war career cemented his heritage as the father of computer wisdom and a visionary for unborn technology. In 1950, Alan Turing published a seminal paper named Computing Machinery and Intelligence in the journal Mind, marking a foundational moment in the field of artificial intelligence, AI. In this paper, Turing asked the instigative question, "Can machines oppose?" A challenge that remains central to AI exploration moment. Rather than mooting the philosophical meaning of thinking, Turing proposed a practical test for machine intelligence, now famously known as the Turing test. The test involves an annotator engaging in natural language exchanges with a mortal and a machine without knowing which is which. Still, the machine is said to parade intelligent jest. If the annotator cannot reliably distinguish the machine from a mortal, this conception shifted the discussion from abstract delineations of intelligence to observable jest. Turing anticipated numerous expostulations to machine intelligence, addressing issues like knowledge, literacy, and crimes, showing his deep understanding of the challenges ahead. He also prognosticated that computers would one day be suitable to pretend mortal study processes convincingly. At the time, computers were still in their immaturity, but Turing's perceptivity laid the intellectual route for AI development. His paper inspired generations of scientists, leading to exploration on natural language processing, machine literacy, robotics, and cognitive wisdom. Although the Turing test remains battered and evolved over time, it endures as a crucial corner in the hunt to understand and produce artificial minds. Turing's vision extended beyond calculation to a profound question of what it means to be intelligent, blurring the lines between mortal and machine. This work cemented Turing not only as the father of computer wisdom, but also as a colonist of artificial intelligence. Despite his immense benefactions to wisdom and the war trouble, Alan Turing's particular life in the 1950s was marked by woeful challenges due to the social stations of the time. Turing was a gay man living in a period when homosexuality was illegal in the United Kingdom. In 1952, he was fulfilled for gross indelicateness after a relationship of man was discovered. Faced with imprisonment, Turing chose an indispensable judgment of chemical castration, involving hormone treatment intended to reduce libido. This cruel discipline had severe physical and cerebral goods on him. The execution and treatment deeply affected Turing's career and particular good. He lost his security concurrence, which limited his capability to work with sensitive government systems. Though Turing continued some exploration, the smirch and insulation took a risk on his internal health. His brilliance was overshadowed by prejudice and injustice at a time when his achievements were eventually gaining recognition. Tragically, on June 7, 1954, Alan Turing failed from cyanide poisoning in an apparent self-murder, though some details remain batted. He was only 41 times old. For decades, Turing's heritage was clouded by the illegal treatment he entered. It was not until times latterly that his vital benefactions to computing, cryptography, and artificial intelligence were completely conceded. In 2009, the British government issued a formal reason for his treatment. In 2013, Queen Elizabeth II granted him a post-mortem amnesty. Moment, Turing is celebrated as an idol whose work saved millions of lives and converted technology. His particular struggles remind us of the significance of justice and acceptance, as well as the woeful cost of demarcation. In the decades following his death, Alan Turing's groundbreaking benefactions gradationally gained wide recognition and admiration, cementing his place as one of the most influential numbers in wisdom and technology. Moment. Turing is celebrated not only for his pioneering work in computing and cryptography, but also as a symbol of courage and perseverance in the face of injustice. Multitudinous honors and monuments commemorate his heritage around the world. In 1966, the Turing Award was established by the Association for Computing Machinery, ACM, as the loftiest distinction in computer wisdom, frequently called the Nobel Prize of Computing. It recognizes individualities who have made lasting benefactions to the field, immortalizing Turing's influence. Institutions similar as the Alan Turing Institute in the UK, innovated in 2015, continue advancing data wisdom and artificial intelligence in his name. Statues and pillars honor Turing's memory, including the notorious statue in Manchester's Sackville Auditoriums, near where he worked. His life and achievements have been portrayed in flicks, books, and pictures, especially the 2014 movie The Reproduction Game, which introduced the story to a global followership. The British government's 2009 reason and the 2013 royal amnesty conceded the major wrongs done to Turing, helping to restore his quality. International Alan Turing Day, celebrated on June 23, his birthday, promotes mindfulness of computing and his heritage. Beyond his scientific heritage, Turing's story has inspired movements for LGBTQ rights, pressing the need to fight demarcation and support diversity in STEM fields. His vision of intelligent machines continues to inspire exploration and invention. Alan Turing's heritage is a testament to the power of mortal intellect, creativity, and adaptability, a heritage that continues to shape the ultra-modern world. In the decades following his death, Alan Turing's groundbreaking benefactions gradationally gained wide recognition and admiration, cementing his place as one of the most influential numbers in wisdom and technology. Moment, Turing is celebrated not only for his pioneering work in computing and cryptography, but also as a symbol of courage and perseverance in the face of injustice. Multitudinous honors and monuments commemorate his heritage around the world. In 1966, the Turing Award was established by the Association for Computing Machinery, ACM, as the loftiest distinction in computer wisdom, frequently called the Nobel Prize of Computing. It recognizes individualities who have made lasting benefactions to the field, immortalizing Turing's influence. Institutions similar as the Alan Turing Institute in the UK, innovated in 2015, continue advancing data wisdom and artificial intelligence in his name. Statues and pillars honor Turing's memory, including the notorious statue in Manchester's Sackville Auditoriums, near where he worked. His life and achievements have been portrayed in flicks, books, and pictures, especially the 2014 movie The Reproduction Game, which introduced the story to a global followership. The British government's 2009 reason and the 2013 royal amnesty conceded the major wrongs done to Turing, helping to restore his quality. International Alan Turing Day, celebrated on June 23, his birthday, promotes mindfulness of computing and his heritage. Beyond his scientific heritage, Turing's story has inspired movements for LGBTQ rights, pressing the need to fight demarcation and support diversity in STEM fields. His vision of intelligent machines continues to inspire exploration and invention. Alan Turing's heritage is a testament to the power of mortal intellect, creativity, and adaptability, a heritage that continues to shape the ultra-modern world. In 1931, Alan Turing began his studies at King's College, University of Cambridge, where he pursued mathematics. King's College was famed for its intellectual rigor, and Turing snappily distinguished himself among his peers. During his time at Cambridge, Turing immersed himself in advanced mathematics and began exploring the rising field of fine sense. In 1935, he was tagged a fellow of King's College due to his exceptional exploration on probability proposition and other areas. It was then that Turing developed a conception that would become one of his most notorious benefactions, the Turing machine. In 1936, he published a groundbreaking paper named On Computable Figures, in which he introduced the Turing machine as a theoretical model of calculation. This abstract machine could pretend any algorithmic process, furnishing a formal foundation for what it means to cipher. Turing's work addressed the Entschiedung's problem, an Abelardian problem in mathematics about the limits of computability, proving that there's no universal algorithm to break every fine problem. His paper is considered a foundation of computer wisdom and helped establish the field's theoretical underpinnings. During his Cambridge times, Turing also began to scuffle with questions about intelligence, sense, and the nature of fine verity. Though deeply concentrated on mathematics, Turing was formally showing signs of a visionary thinker who would latterly revise computing and artificial intelligence. His fellowship at King's College gave him the freedom and support to pursue these revolutionary ideas. This period marks the intellectual blossoming of Alan Turing, setting the stage for his unborn inventions. In 1936, after publishing his groundbreaking paper on computable figures, Alan Turing traveled to the United States to pursue doctoral studies at Princeton University in New Jersey. At Princeton, Turing studied under the guidance of the prestigious Reason Alonzo Church, who was working on affiliated questions in fine sense and computability. The terrain was intellectually stimulating, and Turing continued to upgrade and expand his ideas about calculation and formal systems. He worked nearly with Church, whose lambda math was another approach to defining computable functions. Turing's exploration at Princeton further established the foundations of theoretical computer wisdom and demonstrated the parity between different formal models of calculation. In 1938, Turing completed his PhD thesis named Systems of Logic Grounded on Ordinals, which explored complex fine structures and extended his work on the limits of calculation. During his time in America, Turing also formed important professional and particular connections that told his career. Despite the distance from home, he maintained close ties with the British academic community. His time at Princeton helped him develop a broader perspective on mathematics and sense, exposing him to new ideas and different approaches. Turing's doctoral studies were pivotal in solidifying his status as a leading mathematician and thinker. They prepared him for challenges he'd soon face during World War II, where his moxie would come vital. This period represents a crucial chapter in Turing's intellectual trip, bridging his theoretical inventions with practical operations to come. With the outbreak of World War II in 1939, Alan Turing returned to the United Kingdom from Princeton, ready to apply his moxie to the war trouble. Fading the critical significance of cryptography, Turing was signed to work at Bletchley Park, Britain's secret code-breaking center. Bletchley Park was a mecca of intelligence and invention, where mathematicians, linguists, and judges banded to crack adversary dispatches. Turing snappily came a central figure in the trouble to decrypt the German Enigma machine, a complex cipher device used by Nazi forces to cipher military dispatches. Turing's deep understanding of calculation and logical processes equipped him to attack the daunting challenge of breaking the Enigma's cannons. He designed the bomb, an electromechanical machine that could fleetly test thousands of possible Enigma settings, dramatically speeding up the code-breaking process. The bomb was a technological phenomenon of its time and necessary in furnishing Allied forces with critical intelligence. Turing's work at Bletchley Park was largely uncommunicative. Its full significance remained retired for decades after the war. Despite the pressure and secretiveness, Turing maintained his focus and imagination, leading brigades and uniting with fellow codebreakers. His sweats contributed directly to syncopating the war and saving numerous lives. This period showcased not only Turing's intellectual brilliance, but also his nationalism and fidelity. The work at Bletchley Park marked a turning point in the history of cryptography and computing, blending proposition with critical practical operation. Turing's inventions laid the route for the post-war development of digital computers and ultra-modern information security. At Bletchley Park, Alan Turing's most notorious donation was the design and development of the bomb, a machine that revolutionized code-breaking during World War II. The Enigma machine used by the Germans was extraordinarily complex, with millions of possible settings changing daily, making homemade decryption nearly insolvable. Turing and his platoon created a bomb to automate the hunt for the correct Enigma settings by fleetly testing different combinations. Structure on earlier Polish work. Turing's design was innovative, incorporating logical deductions to reduce the number of possibilities. The bomb operated by electrically bluffing multiple Enigma machines contemporaneously, allowing cryptanalysts to pinpoint implicit keys. The successful operation of the bomb significantly accelerated the Allied capability to block and crack German military dispatches. This intelligence, known as Ultra, handed critical information that told major battles, including the Battle of the Atlantic, where U-boat attacks hovered Allied shipping. Turing's engineering imagination and fine sapience were pivotal in transubstantiating proposition into a practical machine that could operate at scale. Though numerous worked on the design, Turing's leadership and vision were central to the bomb's success. The machines were operated around the timepiece by brigades of cryptanalysts and women known as Wrens from the Women's Royal Naval Service. The breakthrough intelligence gained to the bomb helped the abettors anticipate adversary strategies and respond effectively. Despite the immense impact, the secretiveness girding Bletchley Park meant Turing's achievements were intimately honored during his continuance. Nonetheless, his work on the bomb is extensively regarded as one of the crucial factors in the Allied POM. It also laid a central route for the development of electronic digital computers in the times following the war. After World War II, Alan Turing shifted his focus from cryptography to the arising field of electronic computing, where he became a pioneering figure in developing early computers. At the National Physical Laboratory, NPL, in London, Turing worked on designing the Automatic Computing Engine, ACE, one of the foremost stored program computers. Turing envisaged an important protean machine able of performing a wide range of computations, going beyond the technical code-breaking bias used during the war. His 1945 report outlined innovative ideas on computer armature, programming, and software development. Though the full ACE design was delayed and gauged back, Turing's generalities heavily told unborn computer designs. In 1948, Turing accepted a position at the University of Manchester, where he helped develop the Manchester Mark I, one of the first practical stored program computers. At Manchester, he explored software and algorithms, writing some of the foremost computer programs. Turing's work laid the foundation for programming languages and computational styles still applicable moment. Beyond tackle, Turing was deeply interested in the question of machine intelligence. In 1950, he published a seminal paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, proposing a notorious Turing test to assess a machine's capability to parade intelligent jest, indistinguishable from that of a mortal. This paper sparked ongoing debate and exploration in artificial intelligence, a field that continues to grow. Turing's post-war sweats combined theoretical perceptivity with practical engineering, pushing the boundaries of what machines could achieve. Though he faced particular and professional challenges, his visionary work during this period paved the way for the digital revolution. Turing is now regarded as one of the founding fathers of computer wisdom and artificial intelligence.